We head to the home stretch in quarter number four on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
We're back quarter four here on the Keystone Kickoff Show presented by KeystoneSportsNetwork.com, the Keystone Sports app. Change of plans time. We're going to talk Penn State basketball in a day or two with Jeff Brown. He was unable to join us right now. We're going to talk Penn State at the NFL Combine. It's just as good. It's just as well. I think one is forward-thinking and optimistic. One is backwards-thinking and what happened to Penn State basketball down the stretch. We'll save that for another day.
Yeah, what did they lose their last three games?
1-3, I think, in their last four. I think that's what it was.
They beat Ohio
Certainly
State.
Certainly back-to-back. Then, big opportunities against Michigan and Nebraska. Didn't happen for him. Losing Mike Watkins, I think, is just enough. They didn't have a lot of margin to begin with, so I think that was a death blow. We'll talk to Jeff. You can listen to that at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com. Download the Keystone Sports app. We will get to it. NFL Combine, Andy, starts this week, Friday. The guys start arriving, I believe, on Wednesday.
They get there on Wednesday. Tuesday night, Wednesday is travel.
The physical stuff begins on Friday. It starts with Saquon Barkley, offensive lineman and specialist, and running backs. So right off the bat, we get a flavor. Is Saquon Barkley going to break the NFL Combine too? We'll find out soon. But there's eight guys from Penn State going out there. And I have to believe that if this were a seven, I believe it's eight.
You might be right. Remember last year when everyone was asking, where's the NFL talent at Penn State? And we're like, just wait a year.
This is and really, this isn't even the big year, I don't think. I mean, you have your guy who's going to go in the first three or five picks.
It's the first big one.
And what amazes me about this is that, number one, I don't think that they have that many guys going in Indianapolis if they weren't as successful as they were the past 2 years. These guys could have had the same seasons for an 8-5 team and maybe not gotten – some of them gotten invites. I'm looking at, you know, Troy Apke, your Grant Haley. Jason Kabinda. I don't know if they get invitations if Penn State's not – nationally relevant. Troy Apke's going to the combine.
And Adam Brenneman's not, by the way, from UMass/Penn State. That baffles me.
Was he not invited?
He was not. No, he was one of the biggest snubs. He's not.
Boy, I don't know what they're doing sometimes.
That doesn't make any sense to me at all.
So I let's go with the caveat. It's my understanding that eight guys are going from Penn State. And then what's interesting about them, and it's part of the bigger picture NFL draft conversation, is six of these eight guys were three-star recruits.
Ooh, so this is good research.
This is not all of Penn State's four and five stars coming to fruition, because you're two, I would say, headliners. I'm not even so sure about that anymore, but Saquon Barkley for sure, Mike Gesicki, both four stars.
Right.
But Christian Campbell, a three star. A pretty forgotten about three star. Late addition, committed and signed with Penn State without ever coming on campus, from Alabama. Was not even anywhere close to a heralded guy as a recruit out of high school. Deshaun Hamilton, a three star from Virginia. Jason Kabinda, a three star. Marcus Allen, a three star from Maryland. Grant Haley, and I think Troy Apke.
Correct. Correct. All they were guys. All three stars.
None of these guys were Penn State just doing their job, getting them, moving them along through the system. They're stars already, blah, blah, blah. It's not a lot the case with most of these guys. So there was some player development involved here.
Let's just get rid of the elephant in the room and get the first question out of the way. Is Saquon Barkley going to break the NFL Combine? He's going to rock the NFL Combine. He's going to do some things. Have you seen what he looks like lately from his
somehow
in Florida?
He's gotten even
bigger, stronger, faster. It's ridiculous.
So it's a guy, and when you have so much expectation and hype, there's the threat of a letdown generally.
He is such
an unbelievable competitor that he will not let that happen.
No.
And I don't think he's one who will ever really get consumed by the moment kind of guy.
Complacency is not a word that he even recognizes.
But when you're in such an intense competition with yourself.
Correct.
You know, it's the same thing that has made Penn State coaches trying to have him take it easier in the weight room and stuff. It's there's potential here. Yes. I don't know. I mean, we'll see. If he's really focused a lot on the 40-yard dash and has spent a couple months working on all the technique that will speed that up, there's a chance for him to push John Ross's record. I don't think that matters, per se.
I don't think the 40 it will be – look, if he just runs normal like you expect him to run, he'll be fine. It's going to be the strength that – that pure speed that you see in the 40, but wait till you see like the shuttle drills and the broad jump, those kind of next level athletic things.
The bench.
The bench press, that's the strength.
That's going to be the
strength of the bench press, but it all comes together in like the shuttle drill, and the athleticism comes through in the broad jump, like bigger, stronger, faster, those kind of things. But for me, I want to watch him do the shuttle drill.
Yeah,
I just think when you watch him do the shuttle drill, and you shake your head, because we've seen it so much watching every Penn State play.
Every game's a shuttle drill.
Correct. You see those things, but now everybody's going to get to see it. You're going to be like, whoa. But we're going to be like, oh, yeah. Done that.
Of course.
But is he going to break it? Yes. End of story. The Browns would be stupid with all these quarterbacks not to draft him first, because he changes your offense right away. And it's hard to say that at the NFL level, that a running back can change your offense a little more than a quarterback. The Browns are a unique situation in that he actually can. And if you don't take him first, he's not going to be there at 4.
The only way – so the Browns did not take a quarterback in the first round last year.
Correct. They took DeShone Kizer.
They talked to DeShone Kizer in the second round. There is a threat here of an overreaction to not doing that. But you have a whole and total regime change. I think they know they need an electric quarterback. It just kind of comes down to, with their positioning at 1-4, I really think that if he does what we think he can do at the combine, that you cannot take for granted at all that he'll be there at 4. In fact, I think he probably will not be. Giants, for example, can be the final piece to the right team.
Correct.
And the Giants being on the East Coast, being his ties to New York City and all that stuff from the past, I don't think he gets past the Giants. So it could be number one or not at all for Cleveland. It just depends on how they feel about. I think you can justify taking a couple of these quarterbacks number one overall. I think Sam Darnold's the best quarterback of the bunch. But if you're not in love with the quarterback, you have a game changer right on your doorstep at number one. It'll be really interesting to see what the Browns think, because another school of thought that I've subscribed to also is that you can take your quarterback at number one and still get an impact player at another position. It might not be Saquon Barkley at number four. Defensive end, pass rusher, whatever. There's opportunity to go to have hit two home runs at 1-4.
You're talking about the
without
Browns?
Getting Barkley.
They already went the defensive end route with last year, right?
But if you're going best available at 1-4.
Yeah,
but with the need to address quarterback.
Yeah, I mean, there's one hammer D end. It's Chubb from NC State this year, and then after that, kind of the defensive end / defensive tackle position. It's a thin year at that position. So I don't. The way the Browns are constructed, they're closer defensively than you think, despite not winning a game. And there is some indications that DeShone Kizer, with a little maturity and a chance, could be a pretty good NFL quarterback. Where are you going to find a player that can impact a game like this? He's a franchise player.
So I guess,
plain and simple,
to bring it back to our conversation, is that if he breaks the combine, it's going to increase the urgency for the Browns. It's going to be all or nothing there at number one, probably. Another guy, Christian Campbell, being discussed as a potential second round pick. And I do think that he can move, he can run. And I do see that he has length. And I think that he had a lot more bright moments than not in his big year to step into and step up as a starter. He's an interesting player who only helped his draft stock at the Senior Bowl as well. And so it's not out of the realm.
No.
Here. And
top 100 guy, possibly.
If he runs a sub 4.5, which I think he has it in him, then you could be looking at him as maybe the second Penn State player off the board. Maybe.
You could be, and here's the interesting thing about Christian Campbell in the transition to the NFL was his upside. He has the measurables, the length that you talked about, but on the field you didn't see that transition until now. So this was like year two of his development, right? And I think if you look at it from that perspective, you could see why the NFL guys go, well, he's a year or two behind everybody else that's at that position, but with what he has inherently in terms of his measurables and athletic ability and ball skills, if this is year two, what is year three, four, and five going to look like? So he's a very intriguing character, and would it surprise you if he was the second Penn State player taken off the board? It would not surprise me at all.
Yeah, not really. I mean, it would be a little bit of a surprise because of where Mike Gesicki and athletically what he can do and the mismatches he can create. And I look at a guy like Evan Engram last year who had a huge monster combine, and I don't think the Giants really could care if he was an established pass blocker or run blocker or whatever.
They don't care anymore.
So that is the path for Gesicki, is for teams to look at what the Giants did with Evan Engram and say, you know what, we can move him all around too. He won't turn heads quite like Engram did, because I don't think you're going to see the same kind of 40 and that kind of thing.
I agree.
But his film is tremendous. He can be used in a similar capacity, and maybe teams can forget about him. If he has a big combine, he can probably still go ahead of Christian Campbell. I think he probably will. Deshaun Hamilton is another guy, late movement.
I love him.
You know, I think that, you know, I tend to look at him as like, you know, I don't want the bottom to drop out from this. I want him to use the combine to further his stock elevation, and I want him to run a good 40 time and to validate what teams see on film. And it comes down to how well is he going to move. I think he's going to do well at the interview. Saquon Barkley is going to knock the interview out of the park, that portion of it. Deshaun Hamilton, you know, has been through so much, and I think quickness, ball drills, all the stuff that aren't maybe like the measurables are going to be in his favor. What can he do there at the measurables?
Third through fifth round, I think he is, and I think he's a future steal as a slot guy.
Marcus Allen, ball skill drills, what's he going to do there? How well is he going to move? Is he going to look like a safety on paper? And that's going to – being that sort of tweener guy, he's got to move pretty well, and he – ultimately, he's got to find the right marriage there. Somebody who sees what he is and likes what he is. Grant Haley, if he blows it away in the interviews, he runs a blazing 40, maybe a shot to get drafted. Not your prototype at all as a cornerback. And then Troy Apke, I think he's a better athlete than people think.
Yes.
His stock's on the rise.
Yes.
Started a wide receiver, moved to safety. He could be a guy who sneaky is pretty good out there and ends up, you know, making an NFL roster somewhere. All right, that's it for this portion of the Keystone Kickoff Show. You can always check it out, KeystoneSportsNetwork.com. We're there all the time. You can also download the Keystone Sports app. We'll see you next edition.
Hi, this is Scott Shirley, Executive Director of Uplifting Athletes. I'd like to personally invite you to join us for a very special event. Coach James Franklin will be coming to Stocks Manor in Mechanicsburg on Thursday evening, March 15th. Come hear Coach Franklin speak about building a winning team and learn more about the work that Uplifting Athletes is doing for the rare disease community. There will be appetizers, drinks, and photo opportunities. Please go to upliftingathletes.org where you can register for tickets. We hope to see you there.
You trust AAA to work at every mile. But AAA doesn't just cover your car. They can also cover your home. AAA Home Insurance protects every square foot. And when you add AAA Home Insurance to AAA Auto Insurance, you get more protection and more savings. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent today or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA Home Insurance.
The harsh rain and wind ahead will be very tough on your roof. Prepare for the season by showing your roof you give a shingle and call Long Roofing. That's Long, L-O-N-G. The name that's been trusted by families across the Mid-Atlantic region for more than 70 years. Right now, you will get free gutters with your roof replacement from our friends at Long Roofing. Give them a call today for a free estimate on your roof at 844-405-LONG. That's 844-405-LONG.